mean, is he a tremendously different player than the last time you had a chance to work with him?
Just a more mature player. He knows now what the game is about in the NFL. He knows what it's all about. He's been a consummate pro even when we left Philly to come here. Obviously, he's had tremendous years up there, and obviously the last year been his best year, which just goes to show the maturity that he's had since he's been in the league.
He seems to be a guy who really likes to practice. I mean, he's diving for balls and doing all kinds of stuff.
You know what? Remember, we're not in pads, and there's one thing I've told him, and he knows this, is that, you know, be careful about diving for balls because shoulders, injuries, that kind of thing. But that's just how he is, and that's the only way he knows how to play. That's how he was when he came out of Missouri. That's how he was when he came to Philly, and that's how he is now.
Did you see him being this kind of player when you were looking at him when he was coming out in the draft?
No doubt. I mean, no doubt. Where he's at right now, I expected him to be.
Nothing has really surprised you.
Not at all.
What about Chris Conley?
Tell you what, Chris is a big, strong kid. I know the thing we like about him physically, the tools are there. You know, he's had some familiarity, obviously, with Aaron having been his quarterback for a couple of years. I think the sky's the limit for him. He fits the MO of the type of receiver you want in this offense, big and strong, playing the position he's playing. He's learning right now. He's learning right now what Jeremy went through 5 years ago. He's going through it right now.
Is it too early to say whether he might be able to help you guys out?
It's too early. And I'll say this. I've never seen one yet make the team in shorts. You put the pads on, once we go to training camp, now you find out what's what.
DeAnthony Thomas is working with you guys now in practice. What does that mean for him?
Well, basically what he's doing now is that a lot of the special plays we did for him last year as a running back, we put him at that position. We called it differently. And basically after looking at it, we used him more as a wide receiver. We used him more coming out of the backfield catching balls. And so now it just made sense for him to be in that room learning what it is to be a wide out doing those same things. And now, you know, we have a package, what we call zebra package, and last year that was Pony with him being a running back. So it's the same package, it's just different names. And of course, now he's more outside, he's getting comfortable with it, and he's learning and doing a heck of a job.
So it's really, is it a significant move, would you say, that he's working with you instead of with Eric?
Other than the fact that he gets more of the passing part of it now, we still take him as a wide receiver and put him in the backfield, just like he did when he was with Eric last year, doing those same things. He's just doing it now as a receiver, and we're calling it a little bit differently now.
Explosive plays are such a big facet of an offense. How can you improve on those from one year to the next?
Well, just guys making plays, being more familiar with what we're doing, that comes with just guys making plays.
Getting explosive players, too, does that help as well?
Well, that helps too.